It's volleyball time. Proudly hosted this year in Central Nebraska. We're able to bring you state volleyball games thanks to the support of the fine sponsors of this broadcast. Let's take you to the gym for state volleyball action here on the stations of Platte River Radio.
And good afternoon here on 1230 AM KHAS. Larry Kottner with you along with our producer-engineer, Brad Beam. It is Grand Island Northwest High School, the site of our matchup this afternoon. In Class C2, the top-seeded team, Hastings St. Cecilia. Check that, the number two seed, the Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes, taking on the Titans of Thayer Central, a record of 22-7. They are the number seven seed. Mark Baldwin will be joining me for the broadcast a little bit later on. Good to have you along here this afternoon on 1230 AM KHAS and on the internet at hastingslink.com. Should be an excellent matchup. These two teams have not faced each other this year. Hastings St. Cecilia coming in with a record of 29-3, but they have not dropped a contest at all this season in Class C2. All three of their losses have come to Class C1 opponents that are all here in Grand Island for the state volleyball tournament. And two of those losses to Lincoln Christian and Columbus SCOTUS, they have avenged already. And their other loss, of course, to undefeated and number one ranked and number one seeded Kearney Catholic. But here it is, C2 action this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Thayer Central. The winner of this game will play tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning at Grand Island Senior High, taking on either the third seed Hardington Cedar Catholic or the sixth seed Wood River. Those two teams match up here at Grand Island Northwest at 4 o'clock this afternoon following this matchup. Of course, it was Wood River that St. Cecilia beat to qualify for the state volleyball tournament. Earlier today, it was North Platte St. Pat's, the number one seed in C2, knocking off Hershey, a very familiar opponent for them, as they beat them in four sets to advance to tomorrow morning's semifinal at 9 a.m. at Grand Island Senior High. They'll take on Lutheran High Northeast. Lutheran High Northeast, the Eagles, a winner over Freeman, also in four sets. We'll take a timeout, come back, and talk more about this afternoon's contest between St. Cecilia and Thayer Central here on 1230 a.m. KHAS.
For a lot of people, the best thing about fall is that it's not winter, which means you've got time to make sure your heating and cooling system is ready. Through November 30th, purchase a reliable, energy-efficient Lennox Home Comfort System from Precision Heating and Air. You'll get a rebate up to $1,375. It's not winter yet, but you might as well be ready. Call Precision Heating and Air, 402-463-6061. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Spanky's Antiques and Collectibles in downtown Hastings invites you into their annual holiday open house. It's this Friday, November 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. Stop by Spanky's Antiques and Collectibles and get some early Christmas shopping done and join in on an evening of fun with friends. Spanky's has gifts galore, sure to please anyone on your shopping list. It's this Friday, the 9th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Spanky's Antiques and Collectibles, 450 West 2nd Street in downtown Hastings.
Create a lasting remembrance of your loved one with help from the compassionate family at Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Family-owned since 1935, Brand Wilson was founded to provide truly personalized services in a beautiful and dignified setting at an affordable lower cost. Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Our family caring for yours. With locations in Hastings, Kennesaw, Harvard, and Roseland. Online at brandwilson.com.
Espresso and breakfast pizza? Yep. Espresso and salad bar? Yep. Espresso and wings? Sure. Genius. Godfather's Pizza and Mountain Mud Espresso. Nothing goes better with our morning pick-me-up and handmade breakfast pizza. A little later in the day, monkey bread, wings, and all the best ingredients that make any Godfather's Pizza your craving. Takeout and delivery available. Download our Facebook app and never miss an offer or update from us. Godfather's Pizza on North Burlington across from the Museum in Hastings. Call 461-0386. And Mountain Mud Espresso at 1410 West J Street. Call 461-3714. A pizza you can't refuse. And espresso too.
1230 KHAS.
And back at Grand Island Northwest High School Gymnasium. We get you ready for this afternoon's opening round matchup between the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia, 29-3 on the year, and Thayer Central, 22-7. Thayer Central decked out in their black uniforms with the white trim. And, of course, St. Cecilia, their colors blue and white. The dark blue uniforms here today for St. Cecilia. We're about 5 minutes away from this matchup. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the visiting team here today, and that will be St. Cecilia. They'll go this way at center. It'll be Claire Hamburger, 5'8" sophomore. Erica Kitten, a 5'9" senior middle hitter. Courtney McCauley, 5'7" senior outside hitter. Josie Previtt, 5'7" sophomore middle hitter. Morgan Nicola, 5'9" junior outside hitter. And right side hitter, 6 foot senior Olivia Thomas. The libero will be Alyssa Schropp. She is a 5'4" senior. So once again for St. Cecilia, it'll be Hamburger, Kitten, McCauley, Previtt, Nicola, and Thomas. The libero is Schropp. Alan Van Cura is the head coach of St. Cecilia. He is assisted by Rob Kober, Audrey Gaspers as well. Now for the home team, Thayer Central, the Lady Titans will go this way today. They're coached by Kirk Weedle, assisted by Carlise Kinner, Tegan DeHarsh, and Melanie Wyans. Their starters at center, 5'8" senior Taryn Tejan. At the middle hitter, 5'9" junior Trelby Veras. At the right side hitter, Rachel Johnson, a 5'8" junior. Kelsey Long, 5'8" junior, will play an outside hitter. Bridget Baden, 5'10" senior at the middle. And it'll be 5'8" junior outside hitter Megan Belen. Once again, for Thayer Central, Tejan, Veras, Johnson, Long, Baden, and Belen. And the libero will be Ashley Peterson, a 5'4" senior. That is a look at your starting lineups for Hastings St. Cecilia and Thayer Central. And we'll have this opening round match for you when we return here on 1230 AM KHAS.
Five Points Bank of Hastings wants to be your banking partner. We offer a wide selection of banking products and other special benefits as well.
For example, members of our Golden Club, 55 and older, receive free checks, discounted bank services, get to attend a free monthly movie event, and participate in hosted travel opportunities as well as our delicious annual holiday luncheon. So make the move. Stop in at any of our three banking offices and visit with one of our bankers on how we can be your banking partner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the surrounding area. The Blue Hawks and Hawkheads play with pride and tradition, 31 state titles in 8 sports. Log on to HastingsCatholicSchools.org for more information, celebrating 100 years. Hastings Catholic Schools.
1230 KHAS.
And you are listening to 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings, Nebraska. Opening round match in the Class C2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia, the number 2 seed, and the number 7 seed, Thayer Central. The Lady Titans from the Thayer County area of the communities of Hebron, Chester, Hubble, and Byron, and, of course, St. Cecilia here for a number of years. We'll come back with the first set right here on 1230 AM.
Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty Demuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty Demuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
John Gaspers Construction is booking winter work now. If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or light commercial building, John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish, using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. Call 463-4077. That's 463-4077. John and Pam Gasper wish the St. Cecilia girls best of luck at state volleyball. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Scott, what does ASAP stand for?
ASAP stands for the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. We try to prevent youth and other citizens from using illegal drugs and abusing alcohol. Maddie, you're a local high school student. How do you feel ASAP could benefit our schools and communities?
Well, Scott, I think ASAP has a really important goal. Substance and alcohol abuse is definitely a problem in our community and in our schools. Substance abuse not only affects the users, but the families and friends of the users. To prevent substance abuse, we need everyone's help. Scott, what can people do to get involved?
Coming to coalition meetings, being good role models, and financially supporting ASAP. When all these elements work together, we become more effective in our community. That means we need everyone's help. And so, Maddie, how do you think people can help the cause?
First, people must get involved by donating their time and money to support ASAP.
Much of our grant funding has been cut, so people can definitely make a difference by donating their time and money to ASAP.
Do it for your community.
For more information on how you can become involved, please contact ASAP at 402-463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the gymnasium, Grand Island Northwest. We get you ready for this afternoon's match and joined here on the broadcast now by Mark Baldwin. Mark, should be a fun one here to watch today.
Yeah, it's two great volleyball teams that have used to be in the state. Thayer Central's been down here like 7 years. St. Cecilia is always one of these. And football-wise, these two teams are very common. I saw them play twice this year. Once in the playoffs, once in the regular season. So this is going to be a great match today.
Identical uniforms for both teams.
That's not good for us.
Just a slight difference in the uniform color. The dark blue for Hastings St. Cecilia in the far court. The Titans in the near court. And to serve it up, it'll be Peterson. Sends it across. It's a low one. Dug out there. Nice play. They'll set it up for a kill. And it's put down for Hastings St. Cecilia by Josie Previtt. On the nice setup that time by Claire Hamburger, and it's 1-0. Hawkettes, they'll serve, and it'll be Hamburger to do the honors. Center court, here it comes on the jump serve. She'll send it. Dug out, kept alive nicely that time by Tejan. Sends it across. Is Bullen. Bullen will send it across and get the kill, and we're tied at one apiece.
Megan Bullen on that hit, not much of strength, just a little soft one over there, enough to take the speed off, cause problems.
Tejan to do the honors for the service from the left side. It's across nicely, dug out by the libero, Schropp. Set up on the left side for Thomas. Keith kept alive, punched up that time near the net by Rachel Johnson, but out of bounds, the point will go to St. Cecilia. They lead it 2-1.
St. Cecilia really good at the net. It's going to be the key in this ballgame.
McCutley with the service, dug out by Bullen. The setup by Tejan. Free ball sent over by Thayer Central on the attack. It's St. Cecilia. Thomas has it sent back, kept it alive. And on the second kill, it's put down by Josie Previtt. 3-1 your score, St. Cecilia on top.
As I mentioned, the net play is going to be very key here. Blocking for Thayer Central, the killing on the other side, that's going to be key.
McCauley with the nice serve. The setup on the other end is blocked. Sent back from Baden up there at the net to put it back with Previtt along with Thomas.
Nice block by St. Cecilia, the Hawkettes right there.
4-1, McCauley with the service to the back row. Right in there for an ace, right on the back line. And it's 5-1, timeout Thayer Central. We are in the opening set, Hastings St. Cecilia off to a quick start. 5-1, Hawkettes back after this on 1230 AM KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
And we do apologize for the emergency alert system kicking into the St. Cecilia volleyball broadcast. A timeout just been called, and we'll get you back out to the game. St. Cecilia Bluehawks, Hawkettes leading 5-1. We'll get you back out to the state tournaments.
All right, thank you very much, Brad. Yes, it is 5-1 in favor of Hastings St. Cecilia as McCauley has served up four in a row here.
Now I wondered what that emergency thing was for. I was underneath the table there for a while, so I'm glad that turned out to be A-okay. It's going to be a key, as I said. I think Thayer Central has done a real nice job early, but a very nice job by the Hawkettes at the net.
McCauley with a nice service, dug out nicely there, sent over by him by Tejan. On the attack, it is Nikolaj. She'll put it in just inside the end line for the kill. And quickly, St. Cecilia up 6-1.
Beautiful hit by Morgan. She just powered that thing across the court.
Nice service by McCauley. T.J. will set it up in the middle. The kill attempt is down and good for Bridget Baden, the 5'10" senior middle hitter. Little crisscross action, put it down. And Thayer Central with a point at 6-2 in favor of the Hawkettes.
Ern Tejan and two of the big hitters there for Thayer Central.
Belen will serve from the left side. It's a good service. Punched up that time by McCauley. Sent over by Nicola. Now Tejan with the setup. Tipped over and a nice placement put down by Bridget Baden. She showed that she was going to go to the right. Tipped it to the left, Mark.
Now Bridget's leading the team on kills. I said Jaden, she's the center. Of course, I meant Long. She's the second one on the team right now with kills.
Belen with the service. The setup and the quick dink by Nicola, dug out by Tejan. It is Baden with the kill attempt, blocked at the net, then tipped over for the kill. Nicely done by Morgan Nicola.
Right there at the net again, and the Hawkettes so strong up front, and they've done a really nice job playing pretty crisp up there right now.
Nicola leading St. Cecilia this year with 302 kills coming into this match. The service, a good one by Schropp. It'll be Tejan to set it up in the middle for Baden. Off the double tip at the net, it's a kill and a point for Thayer Central. 7-4 the score as the Lady Titans will serve it up.
Well, again, Hawkettes got a little trouble in the back row there, but let's see what they can do to recover. Again, I think they'll be right back in the serve here in just a few seconds. It's like that.
Baden at the service line puts it into the net. It's a service error and a point for St. Cecilia. 8-4 the score. And coming in to do the service honors now for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Josie Jackson, 5'3" senior. She'll go to a mini jump serve. Dug out nicely there by Kelsey Long. The setup for Long from the set of Johnson. And the kill will go down and the point will go to Thayer Central. They trail 5-8 will serve.
Now we're seeing Thayer Central's strength, their power hitting, which I've seen a lot this year. They're really starting to come on strong now.
Off the bench, Tasha Mum will serve, and Long on the service. And if you're Thayer Central, you're the number 7 seed, you're the underdog, you can't afford to have back-to-back service errors against such a good team like Hastings St. Cecilia.
No, and the Hawkettes will make them pay for that. There's no doubt about it.
9-5 the score. Hawkettes on top. It'll be Morgan Nicola to do the service honors. From the right side, she'll put it down the right side. Belen there with it. Tejan sets it up for Long. Long on the crisscross. Dug out nicely that time by Jackson. Tipped over by Hastings St. Cecilia's Erica Kitten, the 5'9" senior. She'll get the point. And it's 10-5 in favor of the Hawkettes.
Well, right, as we mentioned, there came the service error. Now all of a sudden, here come the Hawkettes. They've made them pay for that. Some really good serves and some really good hits.
Nicola with the service to the back row. Dug out nicely there by Baden and then hit across by Hamburger. Sent back, or excuse me, Tejan. Now Hamburger sends it back. Tipped across by Long. Free ball sent over. Nicely done by St. Cecilia. On the attack, it's Thayer Central. The block at the net by Erica Kitten off the kill attempt by Long, but it goes out of bounds, so there'll be a point for Thayer Central. They trail 6-10. They'll serve, and it'll be Kelsey Long to do the honors. Long from center court. Schropp keeps it alive nicely on the back row. They'll set it up for a kill attempt by Kitten. Did they get a tip? No. The point will go to Thayer Central, and I didn't see the tip either.
I didn't either. It didn't look like it.
So the point will go to the Lady Titans. It's 10-7, St. Cecilia. Kelsey Long to serve from center court. Crisscross to the right side. A little bit of slice action. They'll set it up once again. Put down by Erica Kitten off the right side and the back row touch. And the point to St. Cecilia. It's 11-7.
Well, now they kind of let their central back in. See if they can got another roll here.
Kitten with the driving serve. Setting it up, Tejan, for a back row kill attempt. Too long. That time by Bridget Baden. It'll be another point for St. Cecilia. They lead it 12-7 here in set number one. Best 3 out of 5 here at the state volleyball tournament. Service is a nice one that time by Kitten. As a matter of fact, it's an ace off the touch of Baden on the back row. And another point for the lady for the Hawkettes. It's 13-7. Erica Kitten once again, this time from the back row left side. Dug out by Baden up to the front row. Sent over on the second hit by Tejan. Set up on the other side. Kill attempt for St. Cecilia by McCulley. Sent back. Now once again, sending it across is Previtt. Thayer Central keeps it alive. Crisscross attack by Allison Tejan, who's in the lineup. Sent back, and now putting it down is McCall Madsen from the left side for Thayer Central. Check that. Courtney McCulley.
Right.
For St. Cecilia, as we mentioned, these uniforms exactly alike. Got to get them straightened out here. On the attack that time, Baden. McCulley sends it back. It'll be dug out, now set up by Tejan in the middle. Crisscross attack is good for Allison Tejan. The setup by Karen Tejan. And Thayer Central with the point, 14-8 to score. St. Cecilia on top as Ashley Peterson will come in to serve. Peterson will serve it up from the right side. It's a nice floater. Nice dig by Jackson to keep it alive. And the kill will go down off the quick set. Dug out by Baden. They'll set up Baden now. Tejan to Baden, and she'll get the kill off the tip on the front row on the left side, and it's a point for Thayer Central. They're back within 6 at 15-9.
Well, they're just hanging around. They want to keep it close.
Taryn Tejan will serve left side. On the way to the back row. That one sails on her. It's another service error for the Lady Titans and another point. 16-9, St. Cecilia.
Well, they're getting a little closer all the time. They don't waste any time. They get right at it.
McCulley with the service that time. On the other end, Baden will send it to the back row. Nice job to keep it alive by Schropp. On the free ball, sent over by Previtt. Thayer Central on the attack. They'll set it up for Baden and a kill left to right on the crisscross. It'll go on the back row, 16-10 the score.
Well, the Hawkettes, they kind of get a little run going, and then they have a little tough time keeping that thing sustained.
Belen will send it on the service. Dug out by McCulley. They'll back set it for Thomas off the net. Was it tip? No, it was hit off the net, then went out of bounds. The point will go to Thayer Central.
Little run being put on here by Thayer Central. Hawkettes trying to get it right back.
16-11. Belen will serve it to the back row. Dug there by Schropp. Hamburger with the bump set. Sent over on the free ball by Nicola. Dug out by Peterson. And Baden is blocked at the net. And it's a tough block for Olivia Thomas.
That was pretty. She had the time just right. As soon as that ball was hit, she was right there and stepped it right back down.
17-11. Schropp with the service. Dug on the back row by Baden. Tejan will set it up for Baden in the middle, and she'll get it down through the double defense of Kitten and Nicola. And the point to Thayer Central. They're back within five at 17-12. In the back row, set to serve. It'll be Bridget Baden, who just got that kill. Ooh, and she'll sail one long, and that is, what, the fourth service error for Thayer Central here in this first set, and they trail by six.
Yeah, that's hurting them. I mean, this would probably be a much closer set game right now if they didn't have those four service errors.
Hawkett so far, no service errors. And it's a good serve by Jackson on that back row. Back set for Tijan for long, and she is stuck. Right up there to put it back on her was Erica Kitten. Timeout, Thayer Central. We are in set number one. It's St. Cecilia on top of Thayer Central, 19-12, and you're listening to 1230 AM KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
You may not know it, but you can be someone's hero. It could be the fourth grader learning to play soccer, or maybe the single mom learning to live life on her own means, who for the first time in her life is not receiving help from the state, or the parent learning to read so they can teach their child, or the senior citizen who is receiving nutritious meals delivered daily. As a United Way donor, you can be a hero to many people in Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster counties. Give a gift to the United Way this season and be a real hero. And don't worry, you can skip the tights.
1230 KHAS.
The fact that Northwest, the service by Jackson is a good one. Dug out and now set up for a long to send back. Jackson with the back row dig, sent over by Nicola on the two-hand set. On the left side, punched across that time for Thayer Central by Allison Tijan, and then Nicola off the left side with the return right down the line for the kill.
Oh, that was pretty. She had that one really timed and just crushed it right down the line. And looks like that Coach Weedle's going to go to the bench, bring Lauren Edgecombe in, the junior. Change things up a little bit for Thayer Central.
20-12 in favor of the Hawkettes. The service by Jackson to the back row. And it's an eight off the touch of Kelsey Long. And the point to St. Cecilia. They lead it 21-12.
They're on a roll now, just four away.
Jackson, the senior, from the right side, floats it to the back row. It's dug out by Baden. Tijan will set it up on the left side for Allison Tijan, dug by McCulley. The setup now for Nicola, kept alive after the tip on the front line by Baden. Now on the left side, the kill by Long, kept alive after the block by Baden, now sent over on the free ball. St. Cecilia on the attack, Kitten trying to put it down, but it's dug nicely by Baden. At the front net, it'll be pushed across and into the donut hole by Claire Hamburger.
Yeah, the worst defense in volleyball is when you all have a when you have the campfire drill. Everybody's looking at it, looking at the fire in the camp field. Yeah, right in the middle.
Sent over now by Jackson, 22-12. St. Cecilia, 3-4 points away from winning the set. On the attack, it's dug by McCulley, sent over by Hamburger. Punched up by Edgecombe, and into the net, double hit. And the point to St. Cecilia, and they lead it 23-12. Josie Jackson to do the honors again, coming back in for Thayer Central. Rachel Johnson to play that right side. Service by Jackson. It's a good one to the back row. Had a little spin on it. Long handled it. Left side or right side for Johnson. Dug on the back row by Jackson. They set it up in the middle. Hamburger for Kitten, and Kitten slams it home. And we are at set point. St. Cecilia up 24-12. Jackson to the back row on the service, set by Long. Tijan will set it up for Allison Tijan. Blocked at the net, back by Kitten and Hamburger for the winner. And St. Cecilia wins set number one over Thayer Central, 25-12. We'll take a break, come back, and get you ready for set number two here at the Class C2 State Volleyball Tournament in Grand Island here on 1230 AM KHAS.
Create a lasting remembrance of your loved one with help from the compassionate family at Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Family-owned since 1935, Brand Wilson was founded to provide truly personalized services in a beautiful and dignified setting at an affordable lower cost. Brad Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Our family caring for yours. With locations in Hastings, Kennesaw, Harvard, and Roseland. Online at brandwilson.com.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Scott, what does ASAP stand for?
ASAP stands for the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention. We try to prevent youth and other citizens from using illegal drugs and abusing alcohol. Maddie, you're a local high school student. How do you feel ASAP could benefit our schools and communities?
Well, Scott, I think ASAP has a really important goal. Substance and alcohol abuse is definitely a problem in our community and in our schools. Substance abuse not only affects the users, but the families and friends of the users. To prevent substance abuse, we need everyone's help. Scott, what can people do to get involved?
Coming to coalition meetings, being good role models, and financially supporting ASAP. When all these elements work together, we become more effective in our community. That means we need everyone's help. And so, Maddie, how do you think people can help the cause?
First, people must get involved by donating their time and money to support ASAP.
Much of our grant funding has been cut, so people can definitely make a difference by donating their time and money to ASAP.
Do it for your community.
For more information on how you can become involved, please contact ASAP at 402-463-0524 or log on to asap-ne.org.
It's the same show, but a new name. The Allen Superstore Open House on Sports, hosted by Tyson Havronik. Saturday mornings at 10, Tyson talks with our high school coaches about their teams, live from the sporting goods department at Allen Superstore. And this season, you're in on the action with the Ask the Coach segment, weekly Husker trivia for prizes and savings you'll only hear about on the show. The Allen Superstore Open House on Sports, Saturday mornings at 10 on 1230 KHAS.
1230 KHAS.
And back to Grand Island Northwest High School Gymnasium with Mark Baldwin and producer-engineer Brad Beam, Larry Kattner with you. First set went to St. Cecilia, 25-12. Did not trail other than 1-0, I believe, early on in this set. So set number two, St. Cecilia in the near court. It'll be Hamburger with the service. Set up by Tejan, left side now for Baden. Baden with the crisscross, dug out by Schropp. In the center, Hamburger sets it up for Thomas, and she'll get the kill down. And St. Cecilia off the right side from Olivia Thomas will get the early lead at 1-0.
Well, they want to jump out and get a commanding lead here and kind of take a little bit of that momentum away from Ferris Central here.
It'll be Hamburger to do the service right down in front of us. Dug out by Long, tipped across by Tejan, kept alive by Schropp. She's going to be called for the lift. I think that's the first mistake we've seen from St. Cecilia in this match.
They've not had a service there. They played a pretty good, clean first game, and that's all right. We're settling down.
1-1 the score. Service will be from Tejan. Tejan to the back row, dug out by Nicola. Hamburger will do with a bump set, sent over on the free ball by Thomas. Back row, Peterson. They'll set it up in the middle for Baden. Tipped at the neck, kept alive, Schropp. On the back row, back set now for Thomas. Thomas will get the kill off the tip, and it's 2-1 in favor of St. Cecilia. Earlier today in Class C2, top-seeded North Platte St. Pat's won in four sets over Hershey, and it was Lutheran High Northeast in four sets over Freeman. Winner of this match will play the winner of the next game between Wood River and Hardington Cedar Catholic. Service was a good one by McCulley, and the kill attempt by Baden set back. And once again up there to do the honors was Josie Previtt and Morgan Nicola.
Yeah, they've been really strong up there. Told you early that was going to be the big key in this match.
Nice serve by McCulley. She had a good run in the first set, and then a double hit is called on Tejan. Had a little trouble getting that set up.
They're getting a little flustered. It's been 2 years since they've been at state. St. Cecilia was here last year.
And they've been here quite a bit as far as that goes. On the kill, the hit by Kitten was blocked, or check that, by Baden was blocked back by Thomas, but out of bounds. And it's a point for Thayer Central. Belen will serve now for the Lady Titans on the back row, dug out by McCulley. Hamburger sets it up for Nicola. She'll get the kill down off the touch of Ashley Peterson, and it's a 5-2 Hawkett lead.
Well, another thing that the Hawkettes have done is they haven't let Thayer Central get on a very long run. I mean, maybe 1 or 2 points, and that's it. Then they shut them down.
Alyssa Schroff with the service, and that one will float. First service error of the match for the Hawkettes.
Well, Larry, you and I have done volleyball for a long, long time. After you win that first game, there's always a letdown in game number two.
We saw that earlier today with Grand Island Northwest losing to York after dominating the first set.
Yep.
But Thayer Central could not take advantage as Bridget Faden floats one long and another service error. And it's 6-3 with St. Cecilia to do the honors. Josie Jackson on the back row. She'll serve it across. Dug out by Long to the front net, set up by Tejan for Long. And she'll get the kill off the touch of Schroff on the back row. Put the point on the board for Thayer Central at 6-4.
Well, the one team always lets down a little bit. The other team knows their back's up against the wall. They play a little bit more inspired, and that's what I saw, like you did earlier today with Grand Island Northwest and York. I think we're going to see it here.
Back row specialist Tasha Mum will come in and serve and put it into the net, and another service error.
And that's the second time she's come in off the bench and has had trouble getting it over the net.
7-4 the score in favor of St. Cecilia. They're up 1-0 in this best 3 out of 5. It'll be Morgan Nicola to serve it up to the back row. Long will keep it up. Tejan in the middle sets it up for Long. Long on the crisscross with a nice move.
Yeah, nice hit. She really got a good vertical on that one and just pounded, as you said, across the court, and they couldn't do anything defensively.
7-5 the score in favor of St. Cecilia. Kelsey Long, though, to serve for Thayer Central. Dead center court. Sends it across on the back row, dug by Nicola. Back set by Hamburger. The attack by Kitten is dug out on the back row by Baden, sent over now by Veras, who's checked in, Trelby Veras. Ball tipped at the net on the attack by McCauley, sent back by Tejan and in there for a stuff block, and it's a one-point set at 7-6. Kelsey Long to serve for the tie here. Sends it to the back row, dug out by Schrock. Hamburger sets it up for Kitten, and it's sent back, but kept alive. Now McCauley. Hamburger will set it up for McCauley on the left side. Tries to put the kill down. It goes up into the rafters. Belen could not handle it after the touch by Long. And the point will go to St. Cecilia, and they own a 2-point lead here at 8-6. Service hits the net and then goes across that time for Kitten. Thayer Central, though, keeps it alive. On the attack, it's St. Cecilia trying to put it down as Previtt. Kept alive now from the back row, just inside the antenna. Belen puts it in. And once again, Previtt on the attack. Kept alive nicely by Tejan. Tejan on the attack. Dug out on the back row by Previtt. Now sent across there by McCauley. They'll set it up there. Central will for Belen. Kept up into the rafters. Nicely dug out there by Hamburger after the touch by Kitten. On the attack, it's Belen for Thayer Central. Dug out there by Kitten, and then it's Hamburger with the dink into the donut hole for the winner. 9-6 the score in favor of St. Cecilia. And coming back in now for Thayer Central, it'll be Allison Tejan. Trelby Veras will sit down to serve Erica Kitten for St. Cecilia. The setup for Belen sends it across, trying to get the donut hole. She got it in there. It was kept alive by Kitten or McCauley. One of them got the touchdown there as they both went after it, but it bounced off the net and they could not send it across, and the point will go to Thayer Central. Service a nice one by Peterson. Hamburger sets it up on the back set, coming in for the kill, Josie Previtt for the Hawkettes. And it's 10-7. To do the honors back row, it'll be Claire Hamburger for St. Cecilia. They lead it by 3. Here in set number 2, they lead 1-0 on the attack. Thayer Central getting it down is Bridget Faden with the nice roll kill just inside the back line, and the point for the Lady Titans, it's 10-8. Tejan will do the honors from the left side for Thayer Central. Takes her time, now sends it across, left to right, dug out by Nicola. The setup to the left side, Thomas, dug out by Peterson, but the overpass to the low part of the net could not be handled by Belen, and it's a point for St. Cecilia. Give the point to the Hawkeyes. They lead at 11-8. Service honors to Courtney McCullough, 5'7 senior. To the back row, dug there by Long. They'll set it up off the right side for Baden. Blocked back, kept alive. Then it goes over onto the St. Cecilia side, and Nicola could not handle it. So the point will go to Thayer Central. They trail by two, 11-9. Megan Belen will serve. Will do so from the left side. To the back row, dug out by Schropp. Hamburger back set now for Thomas. Thomas blocked, kept alive by McCauley, but nobody else could touch it. And the point goes to Thayer Central. Long was up there along with Edgecombe to get the block, and it's 10-11. Thayer Central serving for the tie here. Belen to the back row, dug out by Schropp. Hamburger quickly over to the left side. The nice set. Clear over from the right side to the left side. Got Nicola, who hammered it home. And St. Cecilia continues to lead. They're up by two, 12-10. Alyssa Schropp with the service just over the net. Dug out nicely by Baden, but nobody can get to it. Keegan got a touch on it, but that was the best she could do. And it's 13-10, St. Cecilia. And timeout being taken by Thayer Central. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're in set number two. Facing St. Cecilia, 13. Thayer Central, 10. St. Cecilia up one set to none. Back after this on 1230 AM, KHAS.
Espresso and breakfast pizza? Yep. Espresso and salad bar? Yep. Espresso and wings? Sure. Genius. Godfather's Pizza and Mountain Mud Espresso. Nothing goes better with our morning pick-me-up and handmade breakfast pizza. A little later in the day, monkey bread, wings, and all the best ingredients that make any Godfather's Pizza you're craving. Takeout and delivery available. Download our Facebook app and never miss an offer or update from us. Godfather's Pizza on North Burlington across from the Museum in Hastings. Call 461-0386. And Mountain Mud Espresso at 1410 West J Street. Call 461-3714. A pizza you can't refuse. And espresso too.
1230 KHAS.
Back to Grand Island Northwest High School Gymnasium with our studio engineer, Brad Beam. With Mark Baldwin, I'm Larry Kottner. It is 13-10 in favor of St. Cecilia over Thayer Central here in set number two. The first set went to St. Cecilia 25-12. Schropp will do the honors right now for the Hawkeyes. She's been on a bit of a roll here, sends it to the back row. Hard to handle that time by Baden, but did a good job with it. Sent over on the push by Belen. The setup in the middle, nobody there. It was an overset by Hamburger, who taps herself and says, my fault, as a little confusion there for St. Cecilia and the point to Thayer Central.
Well, they're keeping it a little bit closer, making the Hawkeyes work a little harder this set.
Baden with the service. The setup in the middle, and the kill. Is it in? It is. Put down nicely by Erica Kitten for St. Cecilia. And they continue with that three-point lead at 14-11. Back to the service line, Josie Jackson. Jump serve to the back row. Long handles it. Now set up by Tijan for Long, and she'll drive it through the double defense of Kitten and Hamburger for the kill. And it's 14-12, and you feel that the Lady Titans are playing better in this set.
Yeah, they really are, and they're doing a little bit better job blocking and hitting. And Kenton is really working hard up the net. That one, she just couldn't bring it up.
Edgecombe, though, with the service. 5'8 junior sends that one long, and the service error will give it back to St. Cecilia. And that's been a big key in this match. Nicola with the service for St. Cecilia. The return pretty close to the net by Long, and then tipped too long. She sends it over. Free ball by Jackson, set back. It'll be Thayer Central on the attack. Long, step back on the block by McCauley. Now tipped across by Tijan. St. Cecilia on the attack, and the kill is good for Erica Kitten off the set of Claire Hamburger.
She made a nice vertical jump. Hit it right down the middle there. Caught Thayer Central off on their defense. She's been really strong in this game, these first two sets, for the Hawkeyes.
Morgan Nicola from the right side across the net. Dug out by Long. They'll set it back up for Long, and she'll drive it down for the kill off the touch of Josie Jackson.
Well, the difference between this game and the first game is that Thayer Central's not letting the Hawkeyes get a big lead. They're staying real close.
16-13 here in set number two. St. Cecilia on top. Thayer Central serving. It'll be Kelsey Long. She works the right side. Dug out on the back row by Schropp. They'll set it up quickly And a kill goes down for Erica Kitten as the return heads up into the St. Cecilia crowd.
She's been a really big key in this these first two games, her blocking ability, her hitting ability. I mean, she has done really, really good.
And the service by Kitten. Joust at the net. That's going to be won by Previtt, but Previtt's going to be called in the net. So the point will go to the Lady Titans.
Well, tough one there. Just got caught up. And sometimes you can just be this close to that net, and it's just like a magnet to you.
And I think she got a finger in there, and mm-hmm. it pulled it a little bit, and it made it pretty obvious to the official. On the service, the attack sent over, and the dink is good for St. Cecilia's Josie Previtt. She says, okay, you got me in the net last time. I'm going to fool you this time and dink it over for the kill.
And she did. Both the blockers were right there. They had it perfectly timed when she took the speed off. They really just knocked them out of their sink.
Hamburger with the slice on the serve. They'll set it up for Baden on the attack. Nice dig by Schropp, but couldn't get it up high enough for anyone to handle it, so the kill will go down for Bridget Baden.
And Baden did just the opposite, too. She, instead of powering it there, she took a lot of speed off of it, just floated over and dropped right in.
18-15, St. Cecilia to serve. It's Taryn Tejan for Thayer Central. On the attack, the kill will go down for Josie Previtt. Previtt, she took a little something off of that one, and it worked very well.
We've seen that happen now the last three times when they get up there instead of powering it, and they've taken a little bit off. Now another service there for the Hawkettes. And Larry, like we said, we didn't see any of that in the first game. They've had a little bit more trouble here in game two.
McCauley putting it into the net. So it's 19-16 St. Cecilia. Belen will serve for Thayer Central. She had a good service run earlier, but not here as she puts it into the net. And the Lady Titans, that's happened two or three times where they've had an opportunity to take advantage of a mistake and then make a mistake themselves. Schropp sends it over. Dug on the back row. Nicely dug there by Baden. Baden on the attack after the set. Puts it home. And 20-17 our score as the Lady Titans will get the service.
Now that Thayer Central just wants a serve to go over the net because that's been their Achilles heel this whole match.
Baden, crisscross, and yep, right there. She tried to catch the
yep.
corner and did a pretty decent job, but it just floated a little long and went a little too much to the left.
Well, it was close, but there again, it's a quick point, and we give the Hawkettes the serve right back.
21-17, Jackson with the service for St. Cecilia. The setup by Tejan for long, puts it down. May have got away with being in the net. It looked like it moved after she brought her arm down, but the point will go to Thayer Central.
Hawkettes have just had a tough time keeping the flow going. They've not been able to make two or three or four points in a row.
Sasha Mum, she's had two service errors. This one's a good one, dug out by Schropp. The bump set by Hamburger, sent over by Nicola. At the front line now, it's pushed across by Kelsey Long. Schropp with the dig, the setup, and the kill for Erica Kitten.
Well, Kitten again, she's had enough of that. She's had enough of this waiting around. She's getting back into it again. She got back up front, and I think that's going to be the big difference right here.
22-18 the score. Nicola now with the service. It's a good one. Dug on the back row by Baden. The setup by Mom, pushed across by Tejan. Dug there by McCauley. Set up for Kitten. She'll tip it across. Dug there by Tejan. On the other side, Allison Tejan. Kill attempt kept alive by Nicola, but no one can get to it. It was tipped by the right hand of Josie Jackson, then it threw Nicola off, and then she had to hit it just with the left hand. Nobody was around after it went off the ricochet.
It's, again, a good break for the Titans at Thayer Central, but let's see if the Hawkettes can get it right back.
22-19 the score. Lady Titans to serve. It'll be Kelsey Long, dead center, to the right side. Schropp with the dig on the back row. Hamburger sets it up on the back set, and it's down.
Kitten.
For Erica Kitten.
She's just been amazing up front. She's the reason right now they're 2 points away from winning this second game.
Coming in will be Lauren Edgecombe again, once again, for Thayer Central. Kitten with the service on the back row. It's dug by Baden. Nice back set over across the net by Tejan. Kept alive by St. Cecilia. Sent over on the roll spike attempt that time by Previtt. Blocked at the net is Tejan, and Hamburger getting a piece of it. It stays in for the stuff block, and it is set point once again for Hastings St. Cecilia. From the right side, the service from Kitten, a good one. Baden keeps it alive, pushed up there by Tejan, sent over on the two-handed push by Belin. The setup and the crisscross for the kill, put down by Josie Previtt, and St. Cecilia wins set number two, 25-19. They now lead 2-0. We'll take a timeout and come back, get you ready for the third set here on 1230 AM KHAS.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the surrounding area. The Blue Hawks and Hawkeyes play with pride and tradition, 31 state titles in 8 sports. Log on to hastingscatholicschools.org for more information, celebrating 100 years, Hastings Catholic Schools.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has 50 years of experience to back up their service so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on auto, home, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings, celebrating 50 years in business.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
And back to Grand Island Northwest High School Gymnasium. 2-0 lead now for Hastings St. Cecilia over Thayer Central, winning set 1, 25-12, and set 2, 25-19. It's, of course, one of 4 matches going on around the community of Grand Island today. Class A, the 2 o'clock matchup featuring third seed Lincoln Southeast against Lincoln Pius the 10th, the 6th seed, that being played at the Heartland Events Center. And then D2 and C1 just getting their first matches of the day underway in C1 over at Grand Island Senior High School. It is number 7 seeded Grand Island Central Catholic taking on the number 2 seed Columbus SCOTUS. And in Class D2 at Grand Island Central Catholic High School, it is the top seeded Meade team taking on the Brady Eagles, the number 8 seed, in what probably could be a very interesting number 1 versus 8 seed. All right, we get you ready for the third set as St. Cecilia up 2-0, wanting to finish things off here in set number 3. The winner will play tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High against the winner of the next match between Wood River and Hardington Cedar Castle.
Which we'll have for you. I believe it's on the Classic Hits 98.9.
Yep, that'll be coming up. We've got some other volleyball as well, and the service sent over by Peterson as Thayer Central gets the first serve. The kill attempt by Previtt, and let's see, I believe it was Thayer Central in the net. Yes.
Yep, they were down to the net there. And of course, it's very important here. Hawkettes just get an early lead, and I think that'll take the air out of the Thayer Central.
Yeah, they have had the lead in almost all the way here in this match. The service, a good one by Hamburger. Set up for Baden, and Baden will put it down on the kill. Off the touch of Olivia Thomas on the front row, and we're tied at 1 apiece. Also tonight on the breeze, it will be Geltner in D2 taking on Stewart. I'll be over at GICC for that matchup. And we'll have Silver Lake here tonight against
Guardian Angel Central Catholic on the breeze. I'll be doing that one here later.
Thank you very much. And off the service, Hamburger sends it across. Check that. That was, again, they've switched again. These uniforms so much look alike. Tejan getting the point off of the mistake there by Thomas. St. Cecilia on the attack, down 2-1. Thomas sends it across, tips at the net. Dug by Peterson, set over, and the kill will go for Baden. She found the donut hole there. and slapped it in there, and it's a 3-1 lead. I think that's the biggest lead Thayer Central's had.
Yes, it has, and they want to keep piling on because they need to get the momentum back right now for them, for their team.
Tejan with the service, dug out by Schropp on the back row. They'll set it up. Chris Cross' attack is long and out of bounds by Josie Previtt, and Thayer Central out to a 4-1 lead here in set number three. From the left side, Karen Tejan to the back row. Schropp will pick it up there. The setup for Thomas. Thomas down the row. Kept alive there by Tejan. Tipped across, and the kill will go with the left hand from Bridget Payton.
Well, let me tell you, when you're in a best of five and you've won the first two,
don't relax.
Don't relax.
Titan fans having something to cheer for now. As Tejan will serve to the back row, Nicola will come up with it. The short set, the quick set, ended up being a short set from Hamburger, and St. Cecilia wants a timeout. St. Cecilia up two sets to none, but here in the third set, it's the Lady Titans 6, St. Cecilia 1.
And you know, in a lot of times in matches like this, when you have somebody that's a little bit more dominant, they do fall. They kind of, you know, they relax a little bit. But I can tell you, I've seen this other team, and they have taken advantage of that, and they've won a lot of five-set matches this year because the other team let down like this.
Yeah, you got to be very careful about those kind of matches where you think you got it in the bag. I know earlier today it was Howell's Dodge. Exeter Milligan that it looked like Howell's Dodge early on was going to win. But it ended up going five, and Exeter Milligan pulled it out 19-17.
You give the other team confidence. No matter if you're up 2-1, 2-0, you know, you can't do that because the other team will just continue to build that momentum, and then they get stronger and stronger. And this Thayer Central team is one of those teams that can continue to just get better and better as the match goes on.
But when you have a coach like Alan Van Spira,
yes,
who's been around a long time,
he knows.
He knows how to handle this situation. It'll be Tejan from the left side. Send it over on the serve, dug out by Nicola on the front line. They'll set it up. Hamburger for Thomas, and she hits it home.
Well,
and that's how you change the momentum.
Yes, they needed that. They needed that timeout. They needed her to come up there and take a big hit, and that's what they got accomplished.
6-2 the score. The service, good one by McCulley. Pushed up by Tejan. Baden is pushed back there by Previtt. Kept alive on the Titan side. Pushed over by Tejan. On the attack, St. Cecilia. Nicola,
oh, wow.
Crisscross. Left to right for the kill.
That was pretty.
And a nice set from Olivia Thomas. Thomas standing at 6 foot, making a nice set from one end of the court to the other. Service, a good one by McCulley. The overpass, and Thomas will slam it down.
Well, as you said, Coach Van Kuren, he knows how to take care of this. He calls a timeout. They've run three off straight just like that.
Back in this third set, down 6-4, the good service by McCulley. The setup for Baden. Baden with a nice tip. Bridget Baden's been very impressive in this matchup for the Lady Titans.
Well, she's a senior, and she's, like I said, she's led the team in kills this year. She's very intelligent when she gets up to the net.
Belen will do the service from the left side to the back row. Schropp comes up with it. They'll set it up for Nicola, and ooh, she wanted that one badly. She was wide open. Nobody was out there to block her. She put it in the net. Hit the top of the net, and it's a point for Thayer Central. They lead it 8-4. Belen to the back row. That one sails long on the service error. Point for St. Cecilia. They trail 8-5.
I know Coach Weedle's going to be looking at this thing, all those service errors today in this game.
Schropp with the service. Got a lot of spin on it. Dug out there nicely by Belen. They'll set it up for Baden. Baden with the kill. That one had some action on it.
Wow. Had some spin on it. It got over the net, and it just took a dive and landed right in the back line.
Boy, I tell you, it did. 9-5 the score, and Baden will do the service. Sends it across. It's dug by McCulley. Bump set by Hamburger for Nicola. She'll drive it through the defense as Johnson tried to send it back, but it was too far off the net, and Nicola gets the kill. 9-6 the score in favor of Thayer Central. Hockett still with the service, and it'll be Josie Jackson again. Jump serve to the back row. Belen, and they're going to call her for a lift. Don't know if she wasn't sure whether to dig it or push it, and she at the last second decided to push it and was too low. 9-7, Jackson, and almost the same thing at the other end.
Yeah,
and
they
that's
called
be
it.
Called
yeah.
on Kelsey Long. So the same thing happened. That got to credit some good action by Josie Jackson serves here. Long will handle that one. Tejan sets up Long, and she'll drive it through for the kill.
Well, you were right. Jackson's serves were so hard to read as they came over. They kind of died, and that's why the girls were trying to think they could just lift it right up, but it didn't happen two times in a row.
10-8 the score. Titans on top. They'll serve. It'll be Mum. Looks over the defense. Sends it across to the right side. They got by McCauley. And the nice dink for Hamburger. Went up with both hands like she was going to set it, then reached down and just slammed it down for the kill.
What a great movement for a sophomore.
The service by Nicola, dug by Long. The bump set by Mum, and the joust won by Erica Kitten over Kelsey Long, and we are tied at 10 apiece.
Well, that was key for the Hawkettes to get right back into this thing. Now it's all start from scratch again.
Nicola with the service to the back row. That had some spin on it. Long handles it. Tejan sets up Long, and she hits it into the net on the kill attempt. And 10 of the last 14 points have gone St. Cecilia's way. Timeout Thayer Central. We're in the third set. It's 11-10. St. Cecilia on top. They lead 2-0. Back in 30 seconds on 1230 AM KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Grand Island Northwest High School Gymnasium with Mark Baldwin, Larry Cotner. And we do have some updates.
Lincoln Pius the 10th won the first set against Lincoln Southeast, 25-17 in class. Isn't that B?
Class A. Pius now Class A.
Threw me for a loop.
On the attack, it is Long. Kelsey Long with the dink into the donut hole. And we're tied at 11 apiece. Lady Titans will serve. It'll be Kelsey Long, center court, to give Thayer Central back the lead. They once led 6-1, but St. Cecilia's battled back. On the attack, sent to the back row nicely by McCauley. Dug out there. Back row kill is good for Faden off the touch at the net by Kitten. And the point for Thayer Central. They lead it 12-11.
Hawkettes just want to kind of get settled in again and kind of get that service back, see if they can get something going. Right now they got to stop Thayer Central in their run.
Service a good one by Long on the back row, dug out by Schropp. Bump set by Hamburger from the back row. Kill attempt by Nicola, dug by Berlin. They'll set it up now for Allison Tejan to the back row. Schropp keeps it alive. Now the set by Hamburger, and into the net goes Courtney McCauley. 13-11, and again, Thayer Central back up by a couple.
A lot more mistakes by the Hawkettes here in these last couple sets.
Long to serve. Crisscross to the right side, dug by Schropp. Back set now, and the kill attempt by Kitten is dug out nicely by Edgecombe. Now Baden with the kill from the back row. And Thayer Central out of the timeout, coming out smoking.
They're getting all the breaks. They're getting all the right drops right now. They're kind of got momentum building up all the time here.
Well, they have their backs to the wall, down 2-0. Long the service over to Schropp. She lets it go at the last second. Cut out of the way, and it just went long.
Smart play there as she let that one fly.
McCauley reaching up high. She gets the kill down. Boy, that was one where she had to reach behind her mark and get it down.
It was a good volley by both teams that time, but again, great effort at the net by McCauley.
And Kitten now with the eighth. Well, I swear when it came off her hands, Mark, it was going to go out of bounds, and it spun back and got the corner.
They have a great way of putting a lot of spin on their serves.
14-14, Kitten with that service. The setup now for Baden from a back row kill attempt, dug by Nickel on the back row. Set up now for McCauley. Nice dig down low for Long to pick that one up. Sent over by Berlin. Dug there by Kitten, and then the kill goes for Previtt.
Well, she came over to the far side, looked and saw this big gap over here on the far side on Thayer Central's and just hit it right across the court.
15-14, Hawkettes. Service by Kitten, and was it an ace? Just long.
Just a little long.
Well, that was close to the back line and just went past.
Almost did that same thing again where it almost just died right there in the back line.
15-15 here in set three. Ashley Peterson to serve it for Thayer Central. Dug by Jackson. They'll set it up for Previtt on the back row. Dug by Long. Tejan for Belen, who sends it across. And with the quick attack on the second hit is Hamburger, but that's dug out by Edgecombe on the attack, St. Cecilia. The ball tipped at the net on Previtt, kept alive way up into the rafters. They got one more hit, but running into each other was Peterson and Baden. That was a good save by Kelsey Long to keep that attack alive.
Well, it's hard to play when it comes off the beams up here, but they did a real nice job of playing it off of there.
16-15, St. Cecilia, and a timeout going to be taken by Thayer Central. Hawkettes up by one here in the third set. They lead two sets to none. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Well, on the line here is advancement to the semifinals. And, Mark, if you advance to the semifinals, you know you're playing Saturday, too, because you're either in the championship or consolation matches.
Yeah, it's good to get past this first round. It's tough, and right now both these teams fighting. One fighting to get it over with, the other one fighting to stay alive.
And Hamburger with the ace to give St. Cecilia a two-point lead, their biggest in this set, at 17-15. They want to close it out in three straight if they can. The jump serve by Hamburger, dug on the back row by Baden. They'll set it up for Baden. Baden on the kill, kept alive, punched up nicely by Hamburger, put over on the free ball, but out of bounds by Josie Previtt.
Wow. Well, they did everything they could to get that point, but just a little too wide. But some great effort there by the Hawkettes.
Did you think Hamburger had a chance of getting to that?
No, I did not.
I didn't either. She got there and made a nice punch up that time to keep it alive. The service by Tejan. Thomas will send it across, and it's hit quickly back by Tejan for a point, and we're tied at 17.
Well, she sent it right over there where there was nobody. I mean, there was nobody over on the far side. She placed it right over there.
And Taryn Tejan will do the service honors from the left side. Here it comes to the back row. Dug out there by McCauley. Nobody there as it goes across. Belen will keep it alive. Baden on the attack. It's long. Was it touched at the net? No. Yes, it was. Touched at the net. And a point for Thayer Central, 18-17. Tejan from the left side. Back row, Nicola. Punched up by Hamburger. They'll set it up for Thomas. Up and down she goes.
That was outstanding. She set that one down. There was no way nobody's going to dig that up. 208 kills coming in to this state tournament.
Tied at 18 apiece here in the third set. Coming back in, Rachel Johnson for the Lady Titans. The service by McCauley to the back row. Long digs it. Tejan will set it up for Baden. Baden drives it through for the kill. And the Lady Titans back up by a point at 19-18.
Hawkettes cannot shake them. I mean, this is going to go right down to the last point on this one. I mean, it's going to be a two-point win. I think we're going to extend. It's going to go 26 or so.
Belen will send it to the back row. It's dug there by McCauley. Hamburger sets it up for Nicola, kept alive, punched up by Baden.
Oh.
And then a communication error between Tejan and Peterson.
Yeah, they turned around and looked at each other, and one yelled, "I got it." The other one yelled, "Okay." And then neither one of them got it.
Just the slightest hesitation is all it takes. Drop with an excellent serve just over the net, but it's dug out. The kill attempt by Baden, kept alive there by McCauley. Punched up now by Hamburger, sent over on the roll shot by Nicola. Keegan will set it up for Baden. Baden dug by McCulley. The quick set now for Kenton. Puts it home.
Wow. You know, Kenton kind of got a little quiet in this third game, and kind of the reason why they hadn't dominated so much up there. But that one, she reminded everybody she was back up there. That was a beautiful hit by her.
20-19, Schropp with the service. Dug on the back row by Baden. They'll set it up for Long on the left side. Crisscross attack, dug back row by McCulley, and they'll set it up for Nicola, and she'll hammer it down. And St. Cecilia 4 points away from winning this match. Up 21-19. But don't count out the Lady Titans just quite yet. It'll be Schropp to do the service. A little delay here. Now we're ready to go. Schropp to the back row. Dug by Baden. Keegan gets there. Sets it up for Long. Long will push it across. Nice dig by Schropp to keep it alive. Dinked across by Nicola. On the attack, it's the Titans. Baden, slam back. Erica Kitten.
Yep, she was right there waiting for it. I told you she'd been a little quiet. These last two plays, she's been right up there at the net.
22-19, three-point advantage for St. Cecilia. Edgecombe will come back in now for the Lady Titans. Hawkett's trying to close it out here in set three. The service by Schropp. The dig by Baden. They'll set it up for Baden in the middle. Touched at the net, but on the back row, saved there by McCulley. The kill attempt is down, Erica Kitten. And as you mentioned, she has come alive.
She says, just let me take care of this at the net. And she has. She has just taken control up there at front.
5'9" senior in the middle. 23-19, St. Cecilia trying to close out things. Schropp to the back row. Baden with the dig. They'll set it up for Long. Long back row dig. Saved there by McCulley. Now Thomas will drive it down for the kill. And St. Cecilia 1 point away. Set points and match points for the Hawkettes.
Well, they just came on so strong. It was tied at 19. And it looked like it was going to go back and forth until we maybe extended it. They just took control. Kitten took control up front.
Dug on the back row by Baden. They'll set it up for Baden. Baden gets the tip at the net, but it's punched up nicely by McCulley. Then Thomas with the drive, blocked at the net, but out of bounds. And that's your winner. In three sets, Hastings St. Cecilia marches on to the semifinals with a 25-12, 25-19, 25-19 victory. They will play either Hardington Cedar Catholic or Wood River tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at Grand Island Senior High. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back, and talk about this match right after this on 1230 KHAS, Hastings, Nebraska, and on the World Wide Web at hastingslink.com.
Farm Bureau agent Marty Demuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty Demuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty Demuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
John Gaspers Construction is booking winter work now. If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or light commercial building, John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish, using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. Call 463-4077. That's 463-4077. John and Pam Gasper wish the St. Cecilia girls best of luck at state volleyball. John Gasper's Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the surrounding area. The Blue Hawks and Hawkheads play with pride and tradition, 31 state titles in 8 sports. Log on to hastingscatholicschools.org for more information, celebrating 100 years, Hastings Catholic Schools.
Five Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the Better Bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
It's all over here at Grand Island Northwest. The victory belongs to Hastings St. Cecilia as they defeat Thayer Central in straight sets 25-12, 25-19, 25-19. Mark, your opinion on this one.
Well, Hastings St. Cecilia did what they needed to do. They came out. They controlled the net. I said that was going to be the key because Thayer Central had so much power. The blocking, and this Kitten did such a wonderful job throughout all three games of being up there and doing a lot of the blocking for Hastings St. Cecilia. I mean, she's a senior. She's she came in with 64 blocks, but I bet she was in the double figures in this match. I mean, she was just tremendous up there.
And, you know, she was quiet in that third set until the stretch run.
Yep.
When it was tied at 19, and she came up with about three consecutive plays to really separate her team from Thayer Central.
You know, they've got a tough one, this Hardington CC group that we'll be seeing, that I'll be seeing next. They're very tough this year. And I think that's going to be a great matchup if it's them. Wood River, of course, stands in their way, and they'd like to have something to say about this. But that's something that we did see, that there was a little chink in their armor because, you know, they came out and played, I think, almost a perfect first game. No errors, no service errors, really no mistakes. And then as the game went on a little bit, they just, you know, they had some issues with serving, and then they had some problems up the net. That's something that I know that Coach Van Kier is going to be talking to him about. He says, we cannot let down. We cannot do that, especially as we advance on to the semifinals. You know, we talked about how many years they've been here, but quite honestly, they haven't been in what you might call contention since 1990. So it's been a long time since they've been in this time of era, in this type of place, to being in maybe in a chance for a championship game. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of pressure on them, and they're going to have to play a little bit cleaner after that. You know, like they did not do that today after that first game.
Yeah, they're the number two seed in this tournament, but rated number one,
yes,
in Class C2 by the Omaha World Herald. And I have seen North Platte St. Pat earlier this year against Broken Bow, and right now I would have to give the edge to this Hawkettes team if they get into the finals and play each other. These two teams we talked about from the northeast part of the state, Hardington Cedar Catholic and Lutheran High Northeast, who won the previous match here against Freeman, they're going to have some say as well. And don't count out those Wood River Eagles too. You look down their schedule, they played some very good competition, including two of their losses were against Hastings St. Cecilia, and two of their losses against Kearney Catholic, and a lot of folks are going to see that happen.
And their other loss was to North Platte St. Pat's, who came in as the number, what was it, the number one seed? Yeah, their number one seed. So I think they're going to give Hardington CC. I was just talking to one of my friends that I hadn't seen for about 10 years, who's at Hardington right now, and he said they had a terrible September. They lost about four straight. In fact, it went, it doesn't show that here. I think he must have... He must have thought they had a rough time. They lost. Well, it was back up. They lost three out of five early in the year, and so he says that's the team that they haven't seen that comes and shows up once in a while, and so he was kind of concerned. But they come in with about a 9 or 10 game winning streak. So, but again, Hastings St. Cecilia did what they needed to do. I think they're going to be very competitive tomorrow. I think they're going to give either Hardington, CC, or Wood River all they can handle.
And, of course, on our Platte River stations here,
yes,
a lot more matches coming up on the various stations. Mark will have the call on the Wood River Hardington Cedar Catholic game on Classic Hits 98.9. That comes up in about an hour here from Grand Island Northwest. I will be down at Grand Island Central Catholic for the 6:30 matchup tonight in D2 between Giltner and Stewart. We'll have that one over on the Breeze. And
right
Silver
after
Lake,
you.
Silver
yeah.
Lake and Gold and Guardian Angels. Angels Central Catholic, that also on the Breeze here tonight?
Yep, that's on the Breeze right after your game, so right
and
here.
And Doug Duda is going to be at Kearney Catholic matchup, I'm sure, here tonight. in their opening round match. Kearney Catholic taking on Lincoln Lutheran. That's at 8:30 tonight, and will more than likely be on Classic Hits 98.9. As Kearney Catholic, the number one seed, one of the very few. Matter of fact, I think they are the only undefeated team coming into the state volleyball tournament.
Yeah, you know, and remember the days when you'd have teams come in with a lot of unbeaten records? You don't see that very often anymore. Well, why is that? Because these schools get into a lot more tournaments. They want to play a tough schedule. They want to get down here and be competitive. And to do that, you've got to play some of the best teams across the state, and you've got to know that you're going to get some losses, but you're going to learn from those losses.
Even Papillion La Vista South, it's one of the best teams in the country, up in the top five in the country in volleyball, even has one loss this year that they played at a national tournament.
Yeah, it's going to be this is fun. You know, the state volleyball tournament's been in Grand Island and Hastings now. This is, of course, this year they're in Grand Island only. And I don't know about you, but I've seen such more fans, more because of the central location of this. It's been a wonderful thing for all these people. Don't know how much longer they're going to get to keep it, but I think to this point, it's just made state volleyball a little more personal. You get to see a lot more fans crammed into these buildings. And I love the atmosphere. It's just been a wonderful atmosphere. And you and I have been doing them in Lincoln since we were kids. And this has been a great change for them.
I think it is. It's been a really good change. And I think that it's a tribute to the folks of the Tri-Cities.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Grand Island, but the Hastings folks, the Kearney folks as well, and all throughout the middle part of central Nebraska, because they have had some good, solid volleyball teams over the past few years. And they continue to have good tradition. And when they have the games here or the matches here in the central part of the state, the people come out and watch them. And we love it as broadcasters.
Yes,
I'll tell you what, I've never seen so much hospitality at the state volleyball tournament like we have here.
We've never been treated so better, and we hope. We know things are politics, but we hope they'll stick around here for a long time to be.
Well, here this afternoon, it's a three-set win for Hastings St. Cecilia over Thayer Central. 25-12, 25-19, and 25-19. Again, tonight on The Breeze, you can hear Yeltner and Stewart. That at 6:30, Class D2 from Grand Island Central Catholic. And then Mark will be back over here at Northwest for Silver Lake and Guardian Angel Central Catholic at 8:30. For our studio engineer, Brad Beam, for Mark Baldwin, I'm Larry Cotner saying thank you for listening to the Class C2 Girls State Volleyball Tournament on 1230 AM KHAS.
You've been listening to State High School Volleyball Action on the stations of Platte River Radio. For results and updated brackets, go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. A proud sports presentation of Platte River Radio.